This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Benasca, VP for Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you.
About to put the pedal to the metal here.
Yeah.
As far as Walton Arts Center.
As far as our summer is ending, we're heading into fall. The students are coming back. It all starts to go fast now.
Tickets for Amy Grant are going on sale.
They actually went on sale yesterday. They're on sale now, and they're all on our website. This is a great concert that's benefiting the Salvation Army, so we're happy to be a part of it.
A show that was going to be earlier this summer. It was too dadgum hot.
Yep. It was going to be in Arvest, and now it's here at the Arts Center, and it's actually great. We've always wanted to have Amy Grant in our hall, so it's fantastic that she's going to be able to be here, and it's a great concert.
She'll be in Bomb Walker. Mm-hmm. Tickets went on sale yesterday. Yep. Kenny G is coming.
Kenny G is coming September 19th, and his tickets are on sale now, and they're going pretty quickly. So I think if you're a Kenny G fan, this is your chance to see him in our great, you know, in our wonderful hall. I think he's going to sound really good in there.
And then Blue Man Group, which consists of Blue Men.
Yes, and a bunch of other people.
Right.
Yeah.
How many people have they brought with them for this?
Well, I just learned that the Blue Men are here now, the three performers who will do the show. And I would say that when they first got here, they brought between 30 and 40 people. I have a feeling it's dropped down a little bit now, but now you have the, you know, the coordinators are there working on props and costumes and sound and all of that. And so it's quieted down a little bit there. But now that the performers are here, I think we'll start to hear it pick up a little more.
And, of course, since they're putting together a brand new show, are they putting in 9-to-5 days, or are they just there almost all the time?
I would imagine that they're there during the day for the most part right now. As we get closer to the show, I think the days will be longer. But for now, they're probably working on the normal theater schedule. You know, coming in at 9 is a little early for theater people.
I see.
So they might be there 9:30, 10 o'clock, or thereabouts.
September 2nd is the first performance by the
Blue
Man Group.
That's correct. And it runs through the 11th. And I've learned that the show is, for those of you who have seen Blue Man Group, there's about 40% of the content you may have seen before, but the rest of it is new. So it's a new concept for our stage and for our theater and for this new tour. So there was a preview of Blue Man on Regis and Kelly a couple weeks back, and they had a little number in there where they were dancing around in mambo costumes. And I got to see those today. So it's coming to life. It's starting to seem real, and it's really cool.
So September 2nd, and those tickets are on sale now.
They are on sale now, and they're going very quickly. So if you want to go, I would urge you not to wait until the last minute. You know, a lot of people got to wait to the last second, you know, because plans change and all of that. But the tickets for this one are going pretty quickly. So get your tickets now.
Last week, you mentioned that there was a special sale for the 10x10.
Yes, there was.
Now, the special sale...
The sale, alas, is over. It was great. And welcome to all of those people who bought the Perfect 10 package. They're subscribers now. They're part of the Walton Arts Center subscriber family. So we're very thrilled about that. But the 10x10 series is still on sale, and it is still a great deal, even without the Perfect 10 package. So for those who don't know, the 10x10 series is 10 concerts over the course of the year, classical music, dance, jazz, and the tickets are only $10. So for $10, you can come see the Lincoln Center Chamber Music Quintet group, or Omara Portuondo, who's a famous Cuban vocalist, or Kenny Barron and David Sanchez. It's an amazing lineup of artists for only $10.
And all tickets for these are $10. Is that right?
Most of the tickets are $10. Okay. There are a pocket of $25 tickets, and those are still, you know, fairly reasonable for artists of this caliber. But the $10 tickets are great seats. They're 6th, 7th row, center section.
And Susan Werner.
Susan Werner, yes. She is, if anybody saw Keb Moe when he was here with us, I believe it was in February, he put on a heck of a show. And Susan was one of his guest artists. She's a singer-songwriter. She's American. And she will be our first musician kicking off our Starlight Club series. This is in our smaller theater, in the Star Theater. Usually we have jazz in there, but we're expanding it a little bit this year to have jazz and more. Susan, I think, qualifies as the and more. She sings sort of a folk... You know, I guess folk is the easiest way to describe her, but as you read about her, you learn that she's kind of inventing her own genre. She's taking traditional songs and putting new spins on them, and she writes her own songs, and apparently she's fantastic. So she's a solo show in the small hall, which is always fun because it's intimate and it's beautiful, and you can grab a glass of wine and come on in.
In the past, many of those shows have been cabaret style.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. We'll still have that. Yep, we'll still have that. We have cabaret seats available, and then we also have just general admission seats where you're not at a table. But it's a very different atmosphere from coming to the big shows in Baumwalker Hall. It's a lot more personal. You're up close with the artist.
How many tickets available for a setup like that?
Any idea? Not more than 170. Mm-hmm. And we have two shows. Her show is on Thursday, September 16th, and she has a performance at 7 o'clock and a performance at 9 o'clock. So I think she's gonna be great. She's gonna be a great kickoff to the Starlight Club series, and then we're gonna have lots more shows over the course of the year.
Jody, thanks as always.
Hey, Kyle, thank you.